You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Monday morning. It's December 1st. I know a lot of times you'd be like, wow, December 1st, how did that sneak up on us? Well, first off, it can't. It's on the calendar. It comes the same time every year. But it really didn't sneak up on us because of what all happened over the weekend. We just got whomped by snow across many parts of Wisconsin, which makes it another beautiful morning to have you here up north. Live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or catching us on social media, podcast, all the ways. Thank you for getting your work week. Thank you for getting your month of December started right here. I got a question for you. This is a Cyber Monday. Is that still a thing for you? Are you someone who gets your holiday shopping done very early? Are you more last minute? I know a lot of folks, you know, fall somewhere in the middle, but we would love to hear from you if you're one of those folks who's basically already done. How do you do it? Or maybe you appreciate the rush that comes with last minute shopping. Maybe you're able to snag some kind of a discount from a shop that's trying to move stuff off the shelves in the last days. So whether you are an extra early or an extra late shopper of Christmas gifts and holiday trinkets, we'd like to hear from you on this Cyber Monday. Is that still a thing? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Also, be sure to use that Civic Media app to either call or text the program. We'd love to hear from you that way as well. Let's see. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving weekend, a good holiday. Hope you had a good a meal and that everyone behaved around the dinner table. If you were out hunting, maybe you got that big buck before the gun deer season ended. Mine was a little more unusual with work commitments and things. So neither Sherry nor I got the traditional, you know, turkey dinner type of thing, but we'll be okay. There were plenty of other ways to spend the weekend, and we'd love to hear some of your highlights if you'd like to share those as well. Many guests today. We are guest loaded today. I'll tell you all about them in just a little bit, but I can also promise you some surprises are on the way as well. So you're going to want to stick around for guests I can't even tell you about yet. That is all coming up. Let's see. Tony's up in Ashland. He says, I made the best New York strip steak of my life on Thanksgiving. Wow. On Thanksgiving, a Thanksgiving New York strip steak. And it was the best. Now I want to know how you did it, because my steaks have always been, lately, I finally got my steaks to where I want them. I do the reverse sear thing, you know, in a low oven, 250 degrees for like 30 to 60 minutes. And then the last 5 minutes on a you know, piping hot cast iron griddle to get the temperature just right. Oh, so I want to know your secret, Tony. Tony also says, I often spend Christmas Eve frantically wrapping presents. Yeah, I've been there too. And I'm curious as to whether that is still something that people like to do. They like the rush or not. Let's see. In Ashland right now, it's 14 degrees. Hayward's at 12. It's 16 here in the Chippewa Valley. But it is 4 below 0 in Wautoma. There are single digits all over the place. Richland Center, you have run out of degrees. It's 0 right now. It's 9 in Wisconsin Rapids, 16 in La Crosse. Oshkosh is at 10. Wausau is at 12 degrees right now. Producing this whole shindig is one Parker Olson, who is standing by at Studio A2 down in Madison at Civic Media's headquarters. Mr. Olson, good morning. How was your weekend?
Good morning, Pat. Pretty good weekend. Not too bad on the life side. On the sports side, not a great weekend.
Not a great week? Oh, no.
Yeah.
This would be Whitewater?
This would be Whitewater, Pat.
Oh, no. What happened?
For the third consecutive trip to the playoffs, Mm-hmm. Whitewater has been knocked out of the playoffs by throwing an interception on a would-be game-winning drive.
They've done this 3 years in a row?
Three of the last 4 years, all three of our last playoff trips, we've thrown in an interception while making a drive to in an effort to win the game.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
I am very sad. Yes. I was inconsolable after the Badgers got beat in the Axe game.
You were inconsolable over the Badgers, over the kind of year they had?
Well, it's because that was immediately following the Whitewater loss.
Okay.
So,
All right.
And I hate Minnesota. So,
totally understandable. The Badgers fell at Minnesota. Quite the snow globe game they had going on there.
Yes.
17-7. This is how fortunes change in college football. It was not that long ago. Wisconsin had a 14-game winning streak over the Gophers, but now Minnesota has won five of the last eight. The Badgers have now missed the bowls for a second straight season after making 22 in a row. 22 years in a row of going to a bowl game. Snapped that last year. We're not going back this year. The Badgers finished 4-8, the most number of losses since 1990 when they went 1-10. I hope that's not the direction this team is going in. But you had to feel good about the Packers on Thanksgiving. They beat Detroit 31-24.
That's true. I did feel a lot better about the Packers. Did not get to watch that live, but we did record it and watch it after. So
I had mentioned before that our local pub here opened up, had the game on. And I couldn't wait to see, you know, just how many of us losers would show up. You know, people who had no, like, family Thanksgiving thing to go to. And it was me and a buddy. And there was like two other groups of four that came in briefly for a little bit. And that was it. It was almost like they opened the bar just for us, which is not the compliment. It's not the flex you might think it is. But I had a good time. I, you know, had my chicken wings. You know, Sherry worked. And, Tony also wants to say, hey, Parker, at least Ohio State whooped Michigan. So there is that.
I mean, I don't... I think
he also says a great few days to cheer against the state of Michigan.
This is true.
But of course, I mean, you know, he's way up in Ashland, so that makes sense. Well. Roger and Steven's point. I had the worst nightmare. I woke up and the Bears were the number one seed in the NFC. It's not a dream.
Yeah,
Roger.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't care though. Here's the thing. The Bears, if this is the greatest thing that they achieve is being the one seed for like a week and a half, good for them. Because I think this will probably be the greatest thing they achieve all year.
I mean, again, the people thought at the start of the season the Vikings were like all hot and everything. And wow, has that become a dumpster fire? I mean, and the key of just, you know, one quarterback getting hurt, you know, it's like the dominoes just started falling. I knew nothing about this rookie quarterback. No. I've just seen that replay a few times of doing exactly what I would have done. I would have run around like a turkey with its head cut off with the defense chasing me until I'm like, you know, 10, 15, almost 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage, heave something in desperation and right into the hands of an opposing player in Seattle runs it back for a pick six. And again, that's something I would do.
Yeah, Pat.
Or a rookie quarterback, as the Vikings were forced to use.
A rookie quarterback who I've never heard of, but apparently P.J. Fleck did a great job developing him at Minnesota, so they're really excited about him.
Oh, no, he was a Gopher?
Yeah, he was a Gopher. He was an undrafted free agent, and he became, got in the history books yesterday, the Vikings did. The Vikings are the first team since the 1950s to have a rookie quarterback, or a quarterback getting their first start, throw a pick six on their first career start.
Oh.
Two
well,
of them.
Hey, congratulations.
Two of them in 1 year.
You got that going for you, which is nice. All right, so we've got that to comfort us.
As
for the Bears, I mean, we get a chance to knock them down next weekend when the Packers host the Bears. Keep in mind, your little fridge magnet schedule is wrong. It lists it as a noon game. It has already been flexed to 3:25. So Packers-Bears is a 3:25 start, so the pregame will start at 1 o'clock Sunday on Civic Media stations in Wautoma, Ironwood, Racine, Park Falls, Richland Center. And then there's the Bucks, who I guess the losing streak got to 7 games.
Yeah.
And Giannis is back, and the Bucks have broken out of their skid after beating Brooklyn on Saturday. Giannis topped 21,000 points for his career so far. He's the 42nd player ever to score that many points, but he's also the 6th youngest to get to 21,000 points.
Wow.
The guy's just pretty good.
Yeah, he's a little impressive.
And they are in Washington to face the Wizards tonight. Badger men's basketball, they beat Providence in San Diego on Thursday, but then lost to TCU on Friday. It looked like, I wasn't there at the very beginning, but it kind of looked like they trailed wire to wire in that one, or at least reasonably close to it.
They struggled in that one, I think.
They did. Now, they will host Northwestern on Wednesday night, and you can catch that Badger men's basketball game starting at 7:30 Wednesday on several Civic Media stations. The Badger women's basketball team lost both of their games in Daytona Beach. They fall to 6-3 on the season. They host Michigan State on Sunday. The Badger men's hockey team had the weekend off. They will play at Notre Dame Friday and Saturday. You can listen Friday starting at 5:30 on our stations in Wisconsin Rapids and Ironwood. The top-ranked Badger women's hockey team won a tournament in Nashville over the weekend, defeating Mercyhurst and Stonehill. Next, they travel to Ohio State this Friday and Saturday. And then finally, the Badger women's volleyball team, 10th ranked in the country. They wrapped up the regular season with a sweep of 18th ranked Minnesota over the weekend. So there were some Badgers that beat some Gophers. So they end the regular season 24-4. So the Badger women learned last night that they are a 3 seed in the NCAA women's volleyball tournament. And that means that UW-Madison will play host to first and second round matches in that field of 64. So the Badger volleyball team will next play Thursday night in the first round of the NCAA tournament at home against Eastern Illinois. So those are all the sports notes. The only thing I don't have on there, now that it's December, is I should have jotted how many days until spring training and the first game of the Brewers 2026 season, because it's winter now and we need that to look forward to.
I believe it's 160-ish.
Yeah, I can deal with that. I can get through anything for 160 more days and then see baseball, especially if we can get the Packers to beat the Bears. That's the kind of thing that would make me definitely happier. All right, let's take a look at what else we've got on the program today, because like I said, there is a lot going on. Craig Gilbert, longtime analyst, political analyst, writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joins us at 7:35. There's a new national Marquette poll that adds to danger signs for Republicans in the 2026 midterms. We'll explain in our next segment here some of the reasons why that might be. There's a lot of self-inflicted damage on the part of certain Republicans. But also, we have at 8:35, we have Dennis McBride, the mayor of Wauwatosa, who has a new book out about his tumultuous first year as mayor in 2020. I know we'd all like to forget 2020, but you can't. And Dennis McBride will have a lot to say about that. Selena Heller has a story about doctors in rural Wisconsin sounding the alarm. We've got Jimmy Cuska talking sports. John and Gordy will be here. Jane Matinere and Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And we've got some other surprise guests coming along as well that we'll tell you about in a little while. Oh, and Congressman Mark Pocan coming up on Thursday. So you might want to subscribe to us. Get you over to Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the show that way as well. We'll talk about some of the national headlines coming up next from the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota. Thanks for making this the place to spend part of your Mondays. Oh, wait, there's more. Our next Text to Win contest begins less than an hour from now on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Coming up on 6:23 on this cold, cold Monday morning, first day of December. A reminder, get that Civic Media app ready on your phone for a couple of reasons. First off, as I said just before the break, Our next Text to Win contest gets underway just after the 7 o'clock news. You'll text in a keyword during the 7 a.m. hour and then other hours that I'll tell you about here. And you can be in the running for things off the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List. But you can also use that app to call us, to text us, but also to record a voice note. And then we may play that back on air, you know, in lieu of a phone call. All the different ways you can use the Civic Media app. Get that downloaded before 7 o'clock and get set to take part in our next contest. Brian Lemick from Defend the Vote will join us tomorrow. It's a group that is working to inform Americans about the cost of corruption. You see, we have an affordability crisis in this country, but this isn't just some kind of run-of-the-mill inflation. It's the result of intentional decisions made by an administration with a business model that frankly includes a level of corruption. And you're the one paying the price for it. And we'll talk to Brian Lemick from Defend the Vote about that tomorrow. So we do have a rather well-rounded show today with a lot of fun stuff, but we do have to nod toward the news that's happening in the world. And it ain't great. And so we'll take care of that here and then dispense with it. It's been a nice holiday weekend. So the folks who haven't been following the news very closely aren't going to like coming back to reality so harshly. But the cold hard truth is that the President of the United States spent the weekend being a racist piece of garbage. He was also winking at a likely war crime and lying about the conditions that led to the shooting of a National Guard member in D.C. last week. Two shot, one died. But Donald Trump's unhinged social media rant on what should have been a day of giving thanks was embarrassing, even by his standards. It's like he knew that this was a day that often gets joked about for having to endure the dinner table rants from your oddball racist uncle and decided to give all those uncles a roadmap. He pledged to halt immigration from basically anything other than white-led nations. He even dropped in the word retarded to criticize a sitting governor. Nobody uses that word in society anymore, except the jerks. In the past, that would have been considered a joke, a sick and unfunny joke. But Donald Trump did something by coming to power that's going to leave America a broken place for many years to come. Here's what he did. He lifted the rock. You know, the rock that most of the racists, sexists, fascists, even Nazis had the good sense to crawl under. Because they knew that speaking up would lead to well-deserved ridicule. Not merely for values that live best in a gutter, but ridicule because much of what they say just isn't true. I mean, how many of us have had to correct somebody, usually politely, who was passing along some kind of a right-wing talking point without checking to see if it was actually based in reality? But now they say these things and they don't even care. MAGA World wants you to believe that the Afghani who shot two National Guard members in D.C., killing one, was somehow vetted during the Biden administration. No, it happened on Trump's watch. They want you to believe a lot of stuff about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan that was, in fact, done during Donald Trump's first term. But they know that if they say it enough, enough people will foolishly go along with it. Kind of like right now claiming that they have the right to blow up boats in foreign waters and that it is somehow justified when it's not. We're not at war, and you can't just say we're at war, and you can't just declare fishermen or even drug runners as enemy combatants. But there's something worse than simply blowing up a boat, because now you've removed the threat, right? I mean, the boat, if it was bringing drugs to this country, is no longer a threat, right? So what's worse than that? What's worse is going back and killing the human beings bobbing around in the water. Look, you could just leave them be to drown, you know, if you want to be just your basic monster. But going back to kill them while helpless in the ocean? Well, kids, that's a war crime. That's the kind of thing we prosecuted other nations about when our sailors and seamen and airmen who had to parachute out of their planes and were in a helpless state in the water or in some other form. We have these rules because we're better than that. And it's not tough. It's not justice to claim otherwise. There's nothing macho about it. There's nothing justifiable about it. It is a crime. And you say you're going after drug runners, but hey, there's an even bigger crime on the grand scale of things. It's the apparently upcoming presidential pardon of Juan Orlando Hernandez, the former president of Honduras. Trump calls him a victim of persecution. No, no. He helped manage a decades-long drug trafficking network, over 20 years. He helped facilitate gangs that brought in more than 500 tons of cocaine into our country. He was eventually put on trial in the U.S. and sentenced to 45 years in prison. Now, less than a year later, Trump says Hernandez is the real victim. And if they can jail him, well, they could do that to any president. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I'm starting to think that the alleged drug boats that Trump is bombing only committed one crime, and that was not letting Trump wet his beak and get a taste of that particular drug money. And we don't even have time to get into another pardon, that of David Gentile, a money launderer, whose $1.6 billion scheme defrauded thousands of investors. He had a fair trial. He was sentenced to 7 years in prison. He reported to prison on November 14th, and Trump pardoned him last Wednesday and set him free after 12 days behind bars. Coming up next, we will lighten things up considerably with today's history lesson. The cowbell is back. We'll explain why, along with Dr. Kristen Lyerly and some other surprises right after the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
Time once again for today's history lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
It's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
From this day in 1968, we're actually a few days late on this one, the Beatles recorded Birthday for their White Album, which was released on November 22nd, 1968. That's not why we're playing it. Kristen Lyerly is here, and tomorrow is her birthday. Dr. Woo! Lyerly, good morning.
And you know whose birthday is today? Not to jump ahead in your news cycle, Pat, but it is Mandela Barnes' birthday. Maybe we'll get an announcement from him this week.
That it's his birthday. Oh, this, yeah, could be. You never know.
Uh-huh. See how I did that? I pulled the news into your entertainment.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
She's a
Happy
pro.
Happy birthday. How are you?
Good. I was watching the Beatles anthology last night. They're replaying it on Disney Plus, and I mean, every little detail. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And I'm singing. My kids are like, what's going on out here?
Look at you. So what are you doing? Anything special tomorrow? I know birthdays on a Tuesday are a little weird, but you know. Or did you do stuff over the weekend? I mean, you kind of got like the, instead of the Christmas birthday, you've got more like the Thanksgiving weekend birthday, you know?
Yeah,
since it's December 2nd.
I like it. So tomorrow, I'm actually just tucking it in. I'm probably just going to call some friends, and the boys are going to make dinner for me. We're going to have some cupcakes.
Nice.
So all right. I think it's going to be nice and quiet.
Good for you. All right. Yeah. So anyway, happy birthday.
Thanks.
A little early, of course. That'll be tomorrow. You can all call and pester her later. Heck, you can all call today if you want and give her happy birthday greetings as well. Let's get back to the history lesson. In the meantime, this is the anniversary of the birth of the late, great Lou Rawls.
You'll never find
that voice.
Yeah.
As long as you live. Someone who
Lou Rawls passed away in 2006, born this day in 1933. The late comedian Richard Pryor was born this day in 1940. Actress comedian Sarah Silverman is 55 years old today.
Sarah Silverman and Richard Pryor have the same birthday?
Uh-huh. Doesn't that check out? Yeah, they
That's
were.
Funny. That's a funny set of bookends there.
I know. Born 30 years apart here. Janelle Monáe is 40 years old today. And let's see, turning 81 years old today is Eric Bloom, lead singer of Blue Oyster Cult. Connected forever with this tune.
You were thinking about cowbells.
Exactly. See? So we got the Blue Oyster Cult's Eric Bloom, 81 years old today.
Do you have a cowbell?
I do. I do. It's in the garage, well hidden away from like grandkids who might come visit and want to like clang that thing at the wrong time. So, yeah. But yes,
I do. You need to take it out in time for Christmas. I mean, the grandkids need a little cowbell, don't you think?
I think so.
We all
yes.
need more cowbell.
We all could use a little more cowbell. Let's yes. see, Bette Midler. She is 80 years old today.
Wow.
This is the 79th birthday for singer Gilbert O'Sullivan and his sappy little tune from the 70s, Alone Again, Naturally. On this day in 1988, newlyweds Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet welcomed a baby daughter. Zoe Kravitz is 37 years old today. Let's see, we haven't done anything from the Wayback Charts. Let's go back to 1958. The number one song in the nation was by the Teddy Bears.
Isn't this Phil Spector's group?
Could be.
I feel like there's a Phil Spector tie-in
I
here.
Would not be surprised in the least, yeah. On this day in 1878, the first telephone was installed in the White House for President Rutherford B. Hayes, which raises the question, how many people remember that we had a President Rutherford B. Hayes? You know, there's just some that you go, that was that? We should do that for a quiz. President, not a president. Put in people like Millard Fillmore and others.
Rutherford B. Hayes, did he have the great lamb chops?
Not as much as Chester Arthur, who I guess there's a movie coming out with Nick Offerman playing him. I saw a picture of him yesterday with the mutton chops. Yeah. No. They figure, hey, if we can do Alexander Hamilton, we can do anybody, right, at this point?
Why not?
Yeah.
All we know about these people, really, is a picture.
Yes. On this day in 1955 in Montgomery, Alabama, seamstress Rosa Parks refused to give up her bus seat to a white man. She was arrested for violating the city's racial segregation laws, and that led to the city's bus boycott, which helped advance the civil rights movement. The late Billy Paul, singer, was born this day in 1934.
Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine tomorrow.
I mean, say what you will about the song lyrics and the premise behind it, but that voice, holy cow, kids. On this day in 1973, the Carpenters were on top of the singles chart with On Top of the World.
Aww. Were you a big Carpenters fan, Pat?
Huge. Huge.
Shocking.
No, it's not. Not even a little bit, is it?
No. No.
From Roger here. Yes, Kristen. Phil Spector was a member of the Teddy Bears and composed To Know Him Is to Love Him.
Thank you, Roger.
There we go.
I knew Roger would know.
The problem with my not constantly looking at the comment section is I again lose context. So for Tony, who says, I remember because he's from my hometown, Fremont, Ohio, just like Charles Woodson. I don't remember who he wrote this about. So we've talked about many people. One of them is from his hometown, Fremont, Ohio.
We're going to need a little follow-up on that, Tony.
Yep, yep, we are. What did you end up doing cooking-wise then? Did you do the turkey dinner at the kitchen?
I do not like to cook, but I will cook on Thanksgiving. And I have a classic like combo of recipes that go together that the kids love and will eat. And it includes Brussels sprouts.
It includes Brussels sprouts, huh? Okay. Yes. Tony says it was Rutherford B. Hayes he was talking about, which makes sense. He was, yes, from Ohio. Tony had told us earlier that he made the best New York strip steak of his life on Thanksgiving. And when I said, how do you do it? How'd you do it? He just sent in, never frozen, just in a skillet on the stove, covering it with butter and a few spices. I usually overcook it. This time I trusted the thermometer, and I did it just right.
It's so hard to trust the thermometer because it's flaky.
No, I've got a good thermometer. It has not failed me yet. Oh, what a difference. I spend my time, every time I make a beautiful steak, it's like, where was I for the first 30 years when I could have been using this thing, you know? It's like, oh, nobody else ever used it, so I just, you know, I'll just trust my gut, right?
Maybe I need a new thermometer because mine was all over the place. It was perfect, 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 and then it was 100 degrees hotter, and then we rechecked it and replaced it, and it was fine, and then it was 100 degrees hotter. It was making me nervous. This is the turkey. I didn't want to poison my family. And we put the stuffing in the bird, so like there's a lot at risk here.
That was very old school. Hey, speaking of old school, have I got an old school a guest on the line to talk to you? Mystery guest, is there anything you'd like to say here today?
Yeah, I'd like to wish Dr. Lyerly a happy birthday for tomorrow.
Pat McBride, welcome.
Hey. Hi, Dr. McBride. How are you? Oh,
I'm
best
doing great.
Birthday present ever.
Yeah, the esteemed Dr. Lyerly, who shares a birthday with Aaron Rodgers, Britney Spears, Lucy Liu. No, she's the best, Dr. Lyerly. Happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you, my dear friend. Oh, how much do we love Pat McBride?
Pat, the opposite. How much do we love Dr. Lyerly?
It is a well-deserved mutual admiration society. We've talked about Dr. McBride. It's been a while now since he wrote the book, The Luckiest Boy in the World, about his time working with the Milwaukee Bucks, the Milwaukee Brewers, and then eventually moving into a very esteemed career in public health. And you, I believe you were a guest on Dr. Lyerly's show not that long ago. I know Dennis McBride, your brother, was also a guest. But how is she as an interviewer, not just as a person and a doctor? I mean,
my twin brother said she could have a long career in media, but we're looking for her to eventually replace Tammy Baldwin.
There we go. Any birthday announcements you want to make there, Kristen?
We'll see where the road leads, because as you know, as I was taught by the Dean of Students at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, the gentleman that we're talking with right now, it is not about a position, it's about making a difference. So wherever I belong, wherever I can fit in to serve, that's my plan. So we'll see where the road takes me.
Well, that is wonderful. And so Dr. McBride, I mean, Kristen's obviously made a name for herself these days, but you knew her way back when. Did you see any potential then, or are you as shocked as others at where this girl from Kaukauna has gone?
Well, you know, what was amazing was she didn't have one, but two children during medical school and didn't miss, you know, I said, you got to take some time off. No, she wouldn't do that. She just kept going and she did fantastic. She's one of my top 10 all-time students in medical school, and look what she's done.
Look at that. See, I know the man, my wife as well, had two kids while in med school. There must be something about, you know, adding parenthood to all the other million things that you're juggling there, Kristen. So good on you.
Well, she's adored by her patients, esteemed by her colleagues, and she juggles. She's a fantastic mother who's raised these fantastic young men, and she's just doing great work in everything she does. And look at everything she does.
Oh, my goodness. And then even, it's funny you say esteemed. Tony and Ashlyn just put up on YouTube her most esteemed title, YouTuber. She's moving into the influencer realm of things as well.
Unbelievable.
You know what's so much fun, Pat? We're going to be in the, let me just go ahead and announce this right now since we've got a minute. We are about to be live on the air in Chicago starting this weekend.
That's right.
So my show is growing. Wow. It's growing in the number of people who are pitching in to help out. It's growing in our broadcast capabilities. It's growing in our streaming capabilities. So we're getting the word out just in time to start ramping up for the midterms in November and making sure that we're getting a good, entertaining message out to people. So it's really a wonderful opportunity, and I'm thrilled.
Congratulations.
And I would not be here without you, Pat McBride.
Well, you're the best.
Or Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. McBride, thank you so much for being our mystery surprise birthday guest here.
You bet. Happy birthday tomorrow. You share a birthday with my wife as well. So congratulations tomorrow, and enjoy your day.
Thank you so much. Happy birthday
to
her.
Appreciate it. Oh, that's great. Dr. Pat McBride joining us. And, you know, if we can maybe get one or two other greetings in, we'll certainly try. Kristen's going to be around here for a little bit. But again, a reminder, you can hear the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show weekends here across the Civic Media Radio Network. And, yeah, coming soon to the Chicago market as well. Such a special birthday. Such a great one. Anyway, we'll continue things here. And then after 7 o'clock, Up North News reporter Selena Heller will be here as well. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're Up North.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It's 6:52. Up North News reporter Selena Heller is here, and Whiskers, who's taking up most of the camera space.
Yep.
And birthday girl, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We asked earlier how you treat Cyber Monday or how you treat your shopping. Text from Jim in Brookfield. Good morning, Pat. I need to get an early start on shopping since my wife's birthday falls on Christmas Day. Growing up, she often felt like her birthday was overlooked, so to avoid blending a gift into the Christmas birthday category, I will have two sets of gifts, one wrapped with Christmas wrapping paper and one with birthday, which is hard to find at Christmas, so I stock up early. Jim from Brookfield's got this figured out. He has so got this figured out that he's actually joined us on the phone as well. Jim, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Pat, Kristen, Parker. It's good to hear everybody. I want to wish Kristen, Dr. Lyerly, a early happy birthday. I do want to point out, however, that she did, I believe Friday, predict that the Gophers were going to lose the Axe to the Badgers. And uh-oh. I was a little surprised that's her alma mater. However, my two Gopher daughters, one's graduated, one's a sophomore, they will forgive her. And they listened to her show over the weekend.
Oh no, not that show. Of all the shows to have them listen to.
I mean,
maybe you could have picked one with a quality guest that was on this past weekend, you know?
Oh, boy. Oh, it was such a good show because we hit all the important points. How media survives in small towns. What is the future of media? Why is Wisconsin politics relevant? I mean, Pat, that show was packed full of really good stuff. I really enjoyed doing it with you.
We did. That was a lot of fun. So Jim, I'm glad the daughters got a chance to hear it. Thank you again. We got to visit not long ago, including the gift of homemade fudge. Did you say it was your grandmother's recipe, Jim?
My mother's. Yeah.
Your mother's recipe. Okay.
Right, who my wife is carrying the tradition on, and I'm glad I was able to share that with you, Pat.
Yeah, and you look good. You were moving along. You and Kristen comparing notes on your respective knee replacements. Are you carrying along so far?
Yes, it's going along very well. I had quite the workout over the weekend with the snowstorm. Not one, but three episodes of shoveling. My wife was not helping. It was a team effort. But 3-hour-plus sessions of shoveling. I was very careful not to twist on it, but the knee passed the snow shoveling test, and it's going along well.
Excellent. Oh, that's good to
hear. Every day it's a new test, isn't it?
That's right.
Exactly. Hey, yeah.
And Jim, good job on the two kinds of wrapping paper for your wife's Christmas birthday.
A good nice idea. Work.
Thank you. Yeah. I did learn the hard way. It's hard to find it. Birthday wrapping paper is not the easiest around Christmas, so I stock up early and have it in reserve.
That is very true.
And it means
true.
A lot that the gifts are separated because it makes her feel that she does, you know, that the birthday is a separate occasion, you know, that everything's not blended together and rolled into one. So it means a lot to her.
I did see a cartoon that I did a screenshot of, because I've got a friend with a Christmas time birthday, and it's the three wise men at the manger, and one of them is saying, now just to be clear, these gifts are for Christmas and your birthday. the original gift dilemma there. Jim, it's great to hear from you. Thank you so much. Have a great
You're
start
welcome.
To your day.
Thanks for coming.
You as well, everybody. Thank you.
All right. There you go. So, you know, again, a few birthday folks wanting to say hi.
My dad's birthday was on Christmas Eve, so that was kind of a bad deal.
Yeah.
We made him a fruitcake, though. The weirdest thing, he liked fruitcake, so that was his birthday cake. So I was making fruitcake.
Oh, well, that's great. Alicia writes in on YouTube, it was a good show. I listened to it on my way down to Milwaukee yesterday while taking my son back to school. So, all right, Kristen, I guess I got... I got one good mark there, so that's good, and one from me. So I got it from Alicia, so that counts. And Selena, how was your Thanksgiving weekend?
Good. We had it on Saturday when it snowed, so it was bad weather. Yeah. So it was kind of the white knuckle driving. And then that little Thanksgiving, I always work the turkey trot. So
Right, turkey trot time too.
I played music. Emery's elementary school song is called like Gobble Gobble, and it was like, oh my, get your turkey in your belly. It was
no, keep going. You're doing great. It's
no, I'm not a singer, but the song was funny and everybody. It was a hit, so. Saw all the turkey trotters.
All right. Well, good. Yeah, we did. Well, Sherry actually was supposed to be on call just for Thursday, but her replacement couldn't get there in time. And so she ended up being on call for 48 hours. So Thursday and Friday of it all. So we completely missed out on the Thanksgiving experience. But then Saturday, Sunday, we were just Christmas prep beasts. You know, I put up the tree and got that all decorated and went through what feels like a million Christmas ornaments. We just finally, because they all get thrown in boxes all the time, kind of unorganized. And finally this year, since it was just the two of us and I had nothing but time, I spread them all out. The whole living room was covered in Christmas ornaments. And we're like, okay, these are ornaments we haven't put up in like 20 years, if ever. And actually a lot of them, either she or I would say, I have never seen that ornament before. were they like gift exchange? Were they white elephant gifts, whatever? And we're just like, I've never seen that one. And I'd be like, oh, no, we've had that on a tree a few times. Nope, I've never seen it. So there were many that are being donated or being donated to waste management, one or the other. But it was a very busy Christmas prep weekend, probably one of our earliest Christmas prep weekends. During the snowfall, we went to several stores around Eau Claire and got all of that done. And so, yeah, so now we've got Cyber Monday. Either any of you doing any some shopping online today?
Maybe.
Probably should.
A little bit.
Okay.
Getting a few things, I think, quickly and see if they're any more of a deal than any other day, I guess. But
well, that's just it. I mean, that's why I feel like Cyber Monday isn't what it used to be because, you know, now we shop online all the time. I mean, I certainly did over the weekend as well. And I'm happy to report the Christmas cards are already out. They're out. They're done.
Wow.
Oh, amazing when you got nothing but time on a holiday weekend because somebody's working. So it's all set and done. Selena is going to be back after the news, and we're going to talk much more about rural medicine and what doctors have to say about just how dire circumstances are becoming across rural Wisconsin. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.